Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's go.
Hey there, welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast. So glad that you are here. You know, I keep saying it over and over and over again. This podcast, this platform is dedicated to you, the industrial professionals, the companies that get it done. You innovate. You prevail. You look for solutions and you change the world by your very actions. Thank you very much for joining. We're going to continue our series on the business beatitudes because I think it's a really timely kind of conversation to have. And we're going to be talking about humility. And I'm not talking about the humility that you're just sort of a rug out there. I'm talking about the humility that is demonstrated by leaders. So let's get going. We do need that. We need a sense of humility. Do you like cooking? I love cooking. Been cooking my little tush off because of the corona. So we got a lot of cooking to be done. So I'm doing a brisket right now. And hopefully it'll turn out well. Briskets are not easy to cook or smoke or take care of. But anyway, that is another show. And I will be. I'm telling you right now, I'm gonna cook up some gumbo and share it with you. And then I love Mexican food. So I, a side note story, my dad had a friend who was originally from New Mexico, but had roots from Mexico. And she would come over when I was a kid and just cook up some of the most fantastic food, the real legit stuff. And I just remembered it, and I just developed a love for Mexican food. So I cook up some mean Mexican food, chili Colorado and green chili. Yeah, I like that stuff. Okay, we're going to be talking. Last episode, we spoke about being sacrificial. Successful are the sacrificial. They develop perseverance, which is true, especially now. And now we're going to venture on into the next subject matter, and people don't like to talk about this as much, but I'm telling you right now, successful leaders are humble as well as they listen, right? So the successful are humble, for they know who they are. I know, unfortunately, who I am. I know my strengths, and boy, do I know my weaknesses. Being humble is not, you know, is not being proud or arrogant. It's just modest, right? And so when we start talking about being modest in this world of successful leaders being humble, right, and modesty is just like being free from vanity, egotism, boastfulness, and great pretension. It's just, you just avoid. So you never really hear real powerful leaders, and given history, you know that, leaders, when I say powerful leaders, I mean ones that are really, that have their focus on helping others, being sacrificial, they change the world, and they have a common thread throughout their personality. Their DNA is humility, right? We've all come across individuals that are narcissists, right? They sit there and they talk about themselves, and they always, it's something about it. And I guarantee you, I've never gone to a bookstore and looked for how to become a narcissist. You know, and many run away from narcissists, right? Because, well, nobody really cares about what they have to say, and they know it's all about them. But I want to make sure that before we really depart from this particular podcast, humility is not, and don't get it confused. Humility is not being a rug and let people walking all over you. It is truly a recognition of what you do well and what you don't do well. And in this particular situation we call virus, corona, whatever, COVID-19, we are looking, just recognize that there are people that have answers out there. You might not have the answers. You don't have all the answers, but there are people out there that have the answers. And we hope that this time They're generous with their time. They're generous with their insights. They're generous with their desire to help others overcome the challenges that they have today, because we've got it. You know this is going to end. So you're going to have to recognize, and I say today, begin to recognize the necessity to begin to plan for that post-corona world that we live out there. It might be, we might need to be more innovative. We might need to be looking at our businesses a different way, or what we consider to be employment, and what, there's just a ton of questions and a ton of uncertainty out there, but it starts today. Don't lollygag. Don't go out there and begin listening to all of the stuff that's on social media and the news, because that, your head will explode. My ears will start to bleed. I don't do that because I know my personality, and I know one of the problems I have is that I'm pretty intense. And I'm not going to sit on the sidelines and wait till somebody tells me what I can do. I am going to fight, and you're going to fight as well. And we just hope that we find individuals that have a sense of humility, that has a sense of sacrifice, that truly want to help you. Now, that brings me to a point. I'm beginning a program that identifies and works with, I'm thinking about three industrial leaders at a time, and it's going to be sort of a panel approach to the podcast, and we're going to have question, that type of stuff that is specific to, hey, what are you going to do this? What are you going to do that? And I'm still working through the details of it, but I'm looking for those leaders to provide true insights into their what they're trying to do to help us, who's just trying to sustain and get on the other side. We want to be able to hear from these leaders. So stay tuned. I'm hopefully going to be able to launch something maybe next week and get that information out. So thank you very much. Go to industrialtalk.com. I've got more of the information out there, and great, of course, great interviews out there. Thank you. Be bold, be brave, dare greatly. Again, change the world. Thank you very much for joining. Be safe out there, and we will be back tomorrow.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.